time of far antiquities, the first wizard laid a plan. A game of creativity soon spread throughout the land. Of noble knights and hoary shades, of goblin spells and rings, wars to fight for glory made as far as one could think. To build a world inside a deck, no kingdom of your own, to meet with others you respect, a safer place than home. But this game had many moving parts that had to be maintained, and the caretakers with greedy hearts dreamt of riches to be gained. Machines regeared to print more cards to meet increased demand. Unceasing commands to remand older standards left commanders who could not command. So with cardstock of tissue and clarity issues, spells fizzled and walls turned to dust. Shamans and sages lapsed into rages. He sizzled, sickles and swords turned to rust. But these were just wizards playing a card game. Who cares if they suffer or fail? Why should they have a space to feel trusted and safe? You can make much more money selling straight through the mail. So let's drive to the Southlands and play in the Great Hall. For the decade those venues survive, until they're deprived of what they need to thrive. Wizards' towers to empower, larger halls to serve all. 'Cause magic is not a thing one person owns, or a company, corporate or small. The first wizard denied a crown or a throne. He must know what he did for the better of all. So please, when you work on your quarterly plans, plotting your growth across time, more than just customers, more than just fans. People's well-being and sanity are our